Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is Optimal Startup Daily, episode 981. When negotiating gets emotional, try these three tactics, by Molly Fletcher of mollyfletcher.com. And hey again, I am Dan. I am your personal narrator, here with you every single day, including weekends and holidays, and bringing you these great posts from some of the best entrepreneurship blogs out there. And with that, let's get to our post from Molly Fletcher as we optimize your life. When negotiating gets emotional, try these three tactics, by Molly Fletcher of mollyfletcher.com. Most people hate to negotiate, for a lot of reasons. That means most of us start from a place of emotion. When we don't want to do something or we're afraid, we're starting out at a disadvantage, and in my experience, that kind of starting point hurts our chances of making the best deal. It's easy for that emotion to snowball as we negotiate. I know, because through negotiating more than $500 million in contracts and building lasting relationships, I've seen emotion try to sabotage deals and succeed. The good news? I have tactics that work. Here are three favorites. 1. Commit to sticking with the facts. I get frustrated when the other side refuses to negotiate. It's a take-it-or-leave-it situation. I never deny the frustration or whatever emotion is going on. I work around it by focusing on facts. Facts are the bedrock of negotiating. Collecting as much information as possible is part of setting the stage and finding common ground, two key steps in the process that are detailed in my book, A Winner's Guide to Negotiating: How Conversation Gets Deals Done. When emotion runs high, our home base are the facts we have gathered. Don't underestimate the power of facts to cut through emotion. Facts are our destination, and if we keep our eyes on where we are going, emotion is more likely to take a back seat. 2. Promise not to take it personally. In negotiating, we become vulnerable to emotion because we are risking rejection. No one likes that, but we don't have to take it personally. It's important to realize that while the outcome of the negotiation may mean a great deal to us, the results are separate from who we are. This distance is so important. The more that we make it about us, the more emotional we are likely to get, and the less likely we are to reach a great result that works for both sides. Here's what works for me: the practice of gratitude. This helps me stay centered and keep my perspective and focus. It's a go-to tool when I realize I'm taking things personally and need to dial back to the facts. Gratitude forces us to shift our mindset. By pausing to be grateful for the little and the big things in life, we can find more mental space for the next action we need to take in negotiation. Some of my list of things I'm grateful for are good health, faith, family, the Midwest values that I was raised in, my sense of humor, big brothers who treated me like a little brother when we were growing up, sports and all its emotions and lessons, my team at MFC, my speaking platform that allows me to create connections and improve lives, and my running shoes. Gratitude, as described in this article, is more of a personal, private practice to help me keep moving forward, but the results are very outward. I know that I project true focus because gratitude helps me stay in the balance. Gratitude has a counterintuitive place in negotiation. Authentic thankfulness can make a powerful connection to the other side. Telling someone that we are sincerely grateful that they listened, that they responded promptly, that they respect us, all this can make a personal connection. And 3, look from the upper deck with curiosity. In a ballpark or stadium, the upper deck are the seats furthest away from the field of play. They're usually the cheapest seats and not ones that anyone would want first. The upper deck is where I go mentally to avoid getting emotional or deal with emotion that comes up in negotiating. By moving to the upper deck, I have put on a new, wider lens on what is at stake. I can't see as many details, but I can still see the big picture. It forces me to reframe the negotiation less personally and more factually. Call it the upper deck or quiet time, but it's the space we need to get a different view of all the action so far and process it to our greatest benefit. Distance, mental or physical, is so important because we can examine all the tools at our disposal, Curiosity is such a big one. When the other side expresses resistance or hostility, and we respond with curiosity and openness, we move away from personalities and toward understanding the problem. When we get defensive or experience strong emotion that threatens our ability to negotiate, go to your upper deck. Make the conscious shift to curiosity. You'll be amazed how the lines of communication are strengthened. Your game changer takeaway. No matter how we feel about negotiating, or during it, we can minimize the risks of strong emotion to a positive outcome. Commit to stick with the facts, promise not to take it personally, and get curious from your upper deck. These tactics will help you find more balance and keep your center when emotions get high in negotiating. You just listened to the post titled, "When Negotiating Gets Emotional, Try These Three Tactics," by Molly Fletcher of mollyfletcher.com. We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out those incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/startup. So just go to Indeed.com/startup right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/startup. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. You don't need me to tell you that something always comes up when you're running a small business. Take the pain out of payroll benefits and HR and put the joy back in running your business with Gusto. Gusto's payroll and HR services can make it a little easier. Gusto was designed for you, the small business owner. They take the pain out of running a business, automatically calculating paychecks, filing payroll taxes, setting up open enrollment. Gusto does it all. Want more? Time tracking, health insurance, 401k, onboarding, commuter benefits, offer letters, access to HR experts. Well, you get the idea. With Gusto, you can focus on the joy of running your business, and it's super easy to set up and get started. And if you're moving from another provider, Gusto can transfer all your data for you. So it's no surprise 94% of customers are likely to recommend Gusto. 94. And here's the best part. Because you're a listener, you get 3 months totally free. All you have to do is go to gusto.com/OWD. Again, that's gusto.com/OWD. And I'm telling you, you're going to love Gusto. Get started today. And thanks to Molly, who is a trailblazer in every sense of the word, a rare talent blend of business wisdom, relationship brilliance, and unwavering optimism. As a popular keynote speaker, she shares the unconventional techniques that helped her thrive as one of the first female sports agents in the high-stakes and big-ego world of professional sports, and now as a successful entrepreneur. The Molly Fletcher Company inspires leaders, teams, and organizations to kickstart growth. To access more great articles and content from Molly, simply head over to her website, mollyfletcher.com, and I do have that linked in this episode's description. And with that, we have reached the end of this episode. I hope you enjoyed it. Thanks so much, as always, for being here and for clicking subscribe or follow when you get a chance. And I'll see you back here tomorrow for more great content on entrepreneurship, and that is where your optimal life awaits.